when you can settle in with the breath. It's called a vihara dhamma, a quality of the mind that's a home, a place where you can stay. When you have the breath as your home, then no matter where you go, you're at home. And with every home, it has to be comfortable. So watch your breath for a while, see what kind of breathing is comfortable. Experiment, or just pose the question in the mind, each time you breathe in, what would the body like right now, and see how it responds. If it doesn't seem to have much of a response, then you can nudge things in different directions, longer or shorter, heavier or lighter, deeper, more shallow, faster, slower. See what feels good right now. Then allow yourself to settle in. Because that's the nature of a home, a place where you can settle, where you have a sense of security, a sense of protection. You've got your mindfulness and your alertness protecting you, so the mind doesn't go wandering out to things that will cause it trouble. Some people say we're running away from trouble. Well, no, we're not. We're preparing the mind, strengthening the mind, making the mind clearer, more alert, so that when it does have to deal with things outside, it's ready for them, strong enough, clear enough to take them on. The mind is like an instrument that you have to use. You want to make sure you keep it in good shape. If you don't keep it in good shape, it's like a knife that you keep on using again and again and again. And it starts getting dull, and you have to hit harder to make it cut through things. And finally gets to a point where it doesn't cut anymore, but you keep smashing, smashing, smashing. Instead of being very precise, it becomes just a tool for smashing. You don't want that with the mind. You want the mind to be clear, so it can cut through things right away. Any thoughts that come in that would pull you down, you can learn how to cut right through them. This is why it's good to see them. The mind is a committee. Lots of people in here with lots of different opinions, lots of different tendencies, lots of different habits. And you've got to learn that some of the members of this committee you have to put outside, put them in the doghouse. Don't let them into the house because they can create a lot of trouble. So let the mind rest, gather its strength, so it can be more clear-headed as it's dealing with the problems of life. That way you take care of what needs to be taken care of, and you are responsible. Most people, as they look for their happiness, are not very responsible. They don't think of the long-term consequences, either for themselves or for other people. But as you take care of the mind like this, you're being very responsible. Because when the mind comes out, it can think about the long term. It doesn't feel like it has to grab whatever pleasures it can right away. It's willing to stop and think. Look at the long term. And then act in line with the long term. So having a home like this has lots and lots of benefits. So make it comfortable, make it a good, solid place to stay. And then wherever you go, you'll be at home.